When most working Americans leave their jobs voluntarily or otherwise, they are often clueless on what to do with their company-sponsored 401k plans. Do you keep it with your former employer, transfer it to your new employer's plan, or do you roll it into a traditional or Roth IRA, or do you even take a lump sum distribution? Well, that's what I plan to address today to help you know what you should consider when faced with this dilemma. This topic is also relevant because of the new conflict of interest rule, which I spoke about a few weeks back, that mandates that financial advisors do what's in the best interests of their clients. You see, earlier, advisors almost always recommended rolling your 401k into an IRA when you left your employer, because advisors earn commissions or fees on that rollover. But under the new rule, starting next year, advisors will no longer be able to give a knee-jerk answer to the should you leave your 401k with your former employer or roll it into an IRA question. Instead, they'll have to act in your best interest as fiduciaries who analyze your options and suggest a course of action that's right for you. So here are some things to consider before you convert your 401k to an IRA. First, what does it cost? Generally, leaving your 401k with your former employer or transferring it to your new employer, if that's an option, costs less in fees and expenses than if you work with an advisor when rolling it into an IRA. The second consideration is, what are your investment options? Now, generally, you have fewer investments to choose from in a 401k relative to an IRA. On average, there are 25 investment options for a 401k versus thousands in an IRA. And getting back to cost, your investment choices in an IRA are often cheaper than a 401k plan because an IRA lets you invest in a range of low-cost index funds and ETFs. So now you want to look at the differential in costs. The investment themselves can be cheaper in an IRA versus your 401k, as I said, but if you need investment advice, you'll have to pay the advisor. If you contact an advisor, have them calculate the net difference in cost between what you'll save on the investments versus the added cost of hiring someone to help you. Then if you think you need help, you'll know exactly what the additional cost is, and now you can determine if it's worth it or not. Here's another point. Do you need the money before age 59 and a half? Now, if the answer is yes, that you may need to withdraw money from your retirement plan before the age of 59 and a half, then consider avoid rolling your 401k into an IRA simply because you'll pay no penalty if you withdraw from a 401k before the age of 55. But you will pay a full 10% penalty when you draw your money from your IRA before age 59 and a half. So if you need to withdraw, say, $20,000, you're going to have to fork over $2,000 as a penalty, and that's serious money. So think ahead on what your future spending needs look like, and stay in your 401k if you think you might make a withdrawal. That said, I really want you to plan things so you don't tap into your retirement savings. You really want them to grow steadily over time, because withdrawals can often set you back more than you might think and break the good discipline of regular savings and investment. Here's something you may not have considered. Do you need creditor protection? 401k plans have federal protections from creditors, and your IRA may not, and may have fewer protections that vary from state to state. So if you need federal protection, consider leaving your 401k with your former employer or transferring it to your new employer's plan. And here's a couple of other factors to consider. If you're considering a lump sum distribution, make sure it's not a taxable distribution. A good financial advisor will be able to steer you properly about your options. Now, many plans have all or nothing rules. So either all your money stays with the plan or all of it goes. So make sure, whatever you decide, that you're confident with your decision. And if you're invested in company stock, know that if you roll over that 401k account balance, you'll lose the tax benefits of the employer stock. Instead, consider distributing the actual shares of your employer stock into a taxable account. Yes, you'll pay ordinary income tax between the current price and the stock's cost basis. But then when you sell those shares, you'll pay any long-term capital gains tax if you make money from that point. What if you have an outstanding loan? That's important. Generally, if you have an outstanding loan from your 401k, it will come due within 90 days of you terminating employment. If that's the case, Ask your employer if post-employment loan repayments are an option. So, the bottom line, do your homework before you jump in and make any changes, because a little bit of research can help you save a lot of money. And don't hesitate to get some objective advice on the subject.